asked me to stand in for him.
Okay,
let's try. So I'll try my best. And he asked me to learn the halachos of Parshas Zohar, which is this week, and should read them out from Netzach Gabriel. So I'm doing according to the to my Rebbe told me to. Shabbos lifnei Purim, we tzim shnei sefer Torahs, and Shabbos before Purim, we take out two sefer Torah. Bikoyin, Berishin, Parshas Hashavuah, Sheni, Parshas Zohar. We take out one, we read the normal weekly Parsha, and the second sefer, we read Parshas Zohar, which is written besoif Parshas Kitzetze. And it's not from Posuk, Zohar is Asher Oso, Ad Loi Tishkach. And it's V'yeshba Mitzvah Aseh, Mitzvah Loi Tzaseh. It's written, there's Machloikas, if it's the rises, but it's a mitzvah asay and mitzvah lois asay. What is the mitzvah asay? L'seicha tomit es maase royim ala molech ve'evigoso, to remember continuously the bad things which Amolek did to Klal Yisrael. He attacked them and his bad intentions, and to remind ourselves continuously and to remember this. To remember, that's the mitzvah asay, that forever, that we should remember the Moloch's bad intention, and we should engrave on ourselves, we should remind ourselves, we have to tell our children and to our generations, to teach them, this is the bad intentions from Moloch and the Roshoim, they're forever trying to attack us. Therefore, we have, it's not enough just to remember his bad deeds. We have to erase his name. We have to go all the way that his name will be forgotten. And that's the mitzvah aseh. And the mitzvah lois aseh is loy lishkoyach ma'asum. We mustn't forget his bad deeds. We have to remember Shehakadosh Baruch Hu hitzilenu biyodo. We have to remember the Ribono Shel Olam. He saved us from Amalek's hands, from his intentions. And therefore we will gain Yes Hashem in our hearts, and it would help us to not to sin. In other words, what he's saying is that if we continuously remember the Ribono Shel Olam's chesed, that he saved us from the attack of the Amalek, from, I suppose it means also all other enemies, and if we recall the greatness of Ribono Shel Olam saved us from that, that will cause us to have Yes Hashem, and that will cause us to stay away from Aveiros. And therefore, with that, we'll get strength to stand up against them. And that, and even more, we must never forget his bad deeds forever. Therefore, we have to wipe out his memory. So if a person goes all the way, if we manage Klal Yisrael at some point to completely wipe him out, then ultimately his name will be forgotten. And there's machloikas between various rishonim and achronim, whether this is a mitzvah aseh, mitzvah deraisa, for us to say it, or whether it's only mitzvah rabbanon. And some say if it's a deraisa, we have to lay it in a kosher sefer Torah, which is the best sefer Torah which we've got in Ohr HaKodesh. And others say that we can read it even from a sefer Torah which might be missing a letter or so, because if it's only the rabbanon, then we're not mechuyev to learn it in a fully kosher sefer Torah. Yesh li dakli likos kriyase b'sefer Torah shu medui u'me'uge mechusek b'kashkos. Some say that we have to learn it from the best sefer Torah we've got, which is clear and fully kosher. Yesh, let's go on. Yesh, some say that shekosek shashmoinim, those who listen to the kriya, we have to remember to be yoytze of the chiyuv v'gam bebrochus, even on the brochus which the person who has the aliyah here, the brochus which he says we have to listen to them properly, and we have to remember and to have to be intention to be yoytze of the mitzvah, whether it's the reise or the rabbonah, the figach yesh lisoy as the tiber lishmoy brochus. Therefore, the oilam has to pay attention to listen. And therefore, the oiler is brochu kol rom. The one who gets the aliyah has to say the brochus very loud, because you have to moitzi others. And they say that that some gaboim have to have a minik to call out very clearly that before the brochu, that the people should remember to pay attention and to be kind to mitzvahs lezechel tzias lezechel schius amulek.
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach. Yeah. Doing what Yankee told me to.
Monday, Kotes Shvat, Rabbi Yeshua Hartman, why is the Mishkan in Shmos and not Vayikra? This week's Torahway is sponsored by family David Levy, Le'ili Rishmas Maras Miriam, Basra Pilchos Levy, Olea Shalom. And as usual, the Shir is sponsored Le'ili Rishmas Rabbi Yosef Boiv Ben Shimon Michal Tzvi Itzkevich.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sai.
Good morning.
It's good to see you. It's the first time I'm here since already for a few months, since we do this Ptira. So, Mitzvah Hashem, all what we're doing should be Leilui Nishmasai, and it should be a merit for Kol Klal Yisrael. The Ramban points out in the Hakdamah to Sefer Shmois that Sefer Shmois is called Sefer HaGeula, the Sefer of Redemption. And then the Ramban himself asks, so how do you explain that about 50% of Sefer Shmos is not dealing with the Geula, rather dealing with the Mishkan? How does the Mishkan connect to the Geula? If anything, the Mishkan really belongs in Sefer Vayikra, because Sefer Vayikra is Sefer Korbanos, Toras Kohanim, and the Mishkan is a place where you offer Korbanos. So why is the Mishkan, look how many parshias we have in Sefer Shmos about the Mishkan. Let's make a chesh. What would you say? What's the first parsha?
Truma.
Next? Tetzaveh. Samu Kisisa. Vayakel Pkudei. And there's 11 parshas. It's almost half of the Chumash dealing with the Mishkan. If it's a Sefer HaGeula, what is the Mishkan doing here in such a large way? Says the Ramban in his Hakdamah to Sefer Shmos, Amar Yadikei Yisod. The Geula is only completed when you make a full circle and you're back to where you started from. We were for Avos. The Avos had the Shekhinah amongst them, right? The man quotes the pasuk in Iyov, Besod Mishkan Olemo, something like that. And then coming out of Mitzrayim is definitely the major part of the Geula, not being anymore Avdei Paro, true. But we're not yet there like we were before this whole thing started, which is the Avos, that they had Shekhinah amongst them. Only when we made a full circle and we're back to where we initially started from, that's when the Geula is complete. Therefore, the Mishkan, which comes from the word Shekhinah, Shekhinah means HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelling amongst us, therefore, the Mishkan is definitely part of Sefer Shmos because it's the conclusion and the peak of the Geula. Could anybody in the Olam here ask a Geshmak Akash on this Ramban? You know, like something really Jewish. Well, I'm going to be doing the whole talking? No Chachma.
By the Shira already, they had the clear Shekhinah, they had connection.
Yeah, but it's permanently.
The Mishkan was only after the
age. No, it's permanently. They dwells amongst us permanently. Right? The Ramban says at the beginning of this week's parsha that the Mishkan is the Hemshech of Maimon Har Sinai. Otherwise, Maimon Har Sinai is a one-time event, which is great, but it's a Hemshech. It's a permanent Shekhinah.
I thought the Mishkan was only built to facilitate
that you can come through
after the
Eagle. It's a Lom Shaneh. The Nakuda is that it's perpetuating Maimon Har Sinai. Right? Perpetuating is a big word. I don't know if I know exactly what it means, but it sounds good. To perpetuate Maimon Har Sinai. But let's hear a good kasha from the tzibur. Come on, Chaveh. Okay. But the construction of the Mishkan, whatever, that's in this in Sefer Shmos. So probably the Olam, if there would be a shtickel war into it, would have said, one second, we're back to what we were before? No, we're not. The Avos were in Eretz Yisrael. We're not back to Eretz Yisrael. In fact, till the end of the Chumash, Chamisha Chumash Yitzhak, we're not to Eretz Yisrael. Laida, Moshe Rabbeinu was the person that did not enter Eretz Yisrael.
Maybe so, the Mishkan is.
So Cheska is saying very good. We spoke about it before. I'm just kidding. Rabbi says, so it's a good, a big kasha. If the whole idea is that we have to make a full circle and go back to where we started from. The Avos were not only with Shechina, true, but they were in Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishkan is in the desert. So how can you say it's a full circle back to where we were initially? It's a good kasha. You hear the kasha? I want to ask that you over there. You hear it? You feel it? You feel the kasha? You soak it. Right. I said, please forgive me. I deal the whole day with teenagers. So I treat everybody like teenagers. Take it as a compliment. I'm treating everybody as a young teenager at the age of 17.
Cheeky.
16, 17. Seder. So, Rabbi, so you see from the Ramban a big yisoid. It is a full circle. And the Ramban himself is alluding to it. Hi, it's in a midbar. But the mile of Eretz Yisrael is that's the mokum of Shechina. How does it say in Tehillim? Bavu, vayiten amnachlas goyim, bavu kichokitav yishmoru, umishmutav yinsoru. So in Tehillim, what's so special about Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is so special because it's the mokum of Shechina. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells. That's where the Beis HaMikdash was. And Eretz Yisrael will be soon. B'mehera b'yameinu. What's special about Eretz Yisrael is it's a makom that you're living together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what's unique about Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban himself says in many places. The Ramban was a big ish Eretz Yisrael. He points out that in all other countries, HaKadosh Baruch Hu delegated authority and gave it over to all kinds of clerks to run the show. However, in Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself does it. Eretz asher hinei Hashem Elokecha ba, mireishis hashana ad achis shana. I'll bring you a Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that brings up this idea. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to allocate X amount of water to England, okay, once it's England, you don't say water, you say water. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to allocate X amount of gallons of water to the people of England. And if the people of England did tshuva, and they deserve now more water, no change will be done this year, because the committee already set the water committee. Next year, when they'll sit again in Rosh Hashanah, they'll take into account that the English people did tshuva, and the following year, they're going to get more water. The opposite. Mashenken in Eretz Yisrael, if the Yidden of Eretz Yisrael did tshuva, so it does not go to the degree HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot add water because the budget has been defined. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do if the Jews in Eretz Yisrael did tshuva on that very same year to get more mileage on the rain, meaning it's going to fall at the right time, at the right places. That's what's going to be done, making more mileage on it. Why can't HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that solution also in Chutz La'aretz? So meaning if you're not going beyond the budget, you're keeping the X amount of gallons of water the same. Just you're going to try to use it in a more efficient way. Fine. Why can't you do that also in England or any other country in Eretz and Chutz La'aretz? But that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. What's the answer? Because in Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show himself. So even the minor change within the budget, but it should rain here, it should rain there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do. In Chutz La'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over, a delegated authority. But once the decision was made, even a minor change of where will it rain and how will it rain, you can't do in Chutz La'aretz. It cannot be done in Chutz La'aretz. Because they don't have that authority. The only one who has the authority to make minor changes within their budget is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Sorry, who's got the authority
for Chutz La'aretz? But he delegated authority to the Sarim. Sarim and Malachim. Each country has a Sar in the Shemaim. Not Eretz Yisrael and not Am Yisrael. We have only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mamela, if you remember on Boisai, those who are old enough to remember, the senior Bush, when there was the war against Iraq. So the President of the United States of America, him, in those weeks, he moved over to the Pentagon with his whole office. Even that minor discrepancy between the Pentagon and the White House, when they have to make decisions on the spot, Mamish, you need the president there, and he moved over with his whole staff. Check it out after in Google. Google Ador, that's how it's called. Check it out, you'll see that they he moved over because you need someone who has the authority to make decisions every minute. So he moved over to the Pentagon. And Eretz Yisrael, so to speak, Havdil, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there the whole time. And he makes his changes, the minor ones, again, within the framework of the budget, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it. Masha Enken in Chutz Laaretz, he delegated authority to clerks, you could call it like that, and they don't have any authority to make even the minor change. So what's unique about Eretz Yisrael? That you're living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, since I want to irritate the Olam, because it's geschmack when you irritate people, right? Right? When you make the skin crawl, it's geschmack.
If you enjoy it.
What?
If you enjoy it.
Yeah. So let's irritate the Olam. I come from a Hasidic family. So I want to make that. I come from a Hasidic family. And I'm definitely not Chas V'Shalom against Hasidus. Chas V'Shalom, Hashem Yachem. But I have a question to ask. My question is the following. The Talmid of the Baal Shem Tov came to Eretz Yisrael immediately in his lifetime. Reb Gershon Kitovich and all the big ones. Is there any Hasidus still today named after a city in Eretz Yisrael? Satmer, Lvovich, Vizhnitz, these are all towns in Europe.
Vizhnitz.
Do you have anybody, is anybody called HaRebbe Mibnei Brak? Do you have any Hasidus named after a city in Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah,
Vizhnitz. Vizhnitz means it's a town in Europe.
Yes.
They grew in Eretz Yisrael for sure. But you know what? There's even Hasidus is named after cities in America. The Boston Rebbe, the Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. Why isn't there the Bnei Brak?
Oh,
okay, was the Shemot? Right? What's up, Shad? And it's not that the Hasidim were there from day one. The last 200 some years, the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov were there. So what's up, Shad, that there's no city named after an Eretz Yisrael? You know, I'll tell you a story that happened to me once. There's a, he was nifter a few years ago, Gevaldik Yid, the Rebbe from Cleveland, another city in America, but he lived in Ra'anana. So I remember I spoke to him. We spoke to each other. He spoke in American English. And I asked him, Rebbe, how many years were you in Cleveland? He said, 14. How many years are you in Ra'anana? 44. So why are you still called after Cleveland? Why aren't you called after Ra'anana? There you were 14 years. Here you're 44 years. And he went on for another few years. You have to check out how many years he went on. This conversation I had with him a few years before he was nifter. So you were 14 years in Cleveland, almost 50 years in Ra'anana, and how are you called? The Rebbe of Cleveland. Till today, there's Cleveland, if you see over there in Ra'anana. What's up, Shad? How come there's no city after, how come there's no Hasidus named after a city in Eretz Yisrael? I spoke to Mivinim, they told me it's a big kasha. It's a really a good kasha. Because wherever they went, they made a new chatzer, a new, how would you say chatzer? A court. A close. David. And what's up, Shad? So again, I come from a Hasidic family, so I'm allowed to say it. I come from, my Zayin Elamashon was a big lad of a Chassid. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no mediators.
There's no?
Mediators. In Hasidus, in the philosophy of Hasidus, the Rebbe is a kosher, obviously, a kosher mediator between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our tefillahs go through him. In Hasidus, that's what it is. In Eretz Yisrael, it's just the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not even kosher mediators, you don't have an Eretz Yisrael. So you do have Hasiduses that came from Chutz Laaretz, and they planted their seeds and trees in Eretz Yisrael, and grew immensely, for sure. For sure, Gur, Bells, enormous. And they're doing a tremendous Avodas Hashem. But that should start from Eretz Yisrael, from scratch, it didn't happen until today. So if you think about it, why? Because Eretz Yisrael is living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu only. You know, I want to melamed zchus on Israeli chutzpah. You know, we're all familiar a little bit with Israeli chutzpah. Where does it come from? Where does it stem, this chutzpah? You could say, you know, stressful, like, fine, you could say that. You could say that. I must tell you that the Moyel, Rav Ashkenazi, Zatzal, once told me, because we had a grandson born there, and they did the bris milah so late, like a month, almost at his bar mitzvah time, they did the bris milah. Because it was yellow. So I asked him, how come in Israel they're not so makbid and yellow? and Inigal Nehar. He says you should be makbid and the baby is yellow. And if you do the brismila when the baby's a little bit yellow, it could affect the brain a little bit. And that's how come there's so many mishugaim in Eretz Yisrael. That's what you tell me. Because they did the brismila when they were a little bit yellowish. I said, that's a very interesting swara. Could you tell me how come the women are also a little bit mishuga? That was a kasha. That kasha remained. Because I'm not aware that in this nekuda there's a difference between a man and a woman. But anyway, I'll call upon him. Where does Israeli chutzpah come from? You know, the Maral always tries to makes major efforts that our chesroinus that we have come from a good point. As a yid is kodesh. Let's say kshe orv. Fine. Kshe orv. Says the Maral comes from a positive midah that we're kshe orv. Stiff neck comes from a positive thing. That you have your principles and you stick to them. That's beautiful. Just if it's misused, if it's used against a kodesh bofu, then no. Obviously, it's a negative thing. But it comes from a positive thing, that we're not wishy-washy. That we have our principles and we stick to them. That comes from being a stiff neck. So even our chesroinus in the Maral Svarim, he always makes a special effort to find out where does it come from in a positive way. Yes, it's manifested in a negative way, but the root of it has to be positive. That's what it means, ayid. So where does the Israeli chutzpah come from? What would you say? It comes from the fact, I think, because I'm here with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so who are you? Now, of course, it should be like that. Bevadai. Of course, you have to be friendly and nice to everyone. Bevadai. It is a negative phenomenon to be chutzpahdik. Of course. But it's coming from a place, in Eretz Yisrael, subconsciously, I'm dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. As miyata. Fine. With all due respect, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, who are you? It's a negative manifestation for a positive phenomenon, which is that we're not goyis anybody in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael, it's a mokum of Hashua's Shechina, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clearly there, so everything else pales in comparison. That's what's miyuchad about Eretz Yisrael. Mimele Rabbi Yisai, so let's go back to the Ramban. What happened here? In Hakam, it's part of the Geula, because the full circle has been done. Hi, the Ovis were in Eretz Yisrael, and is everybody awake here?
Yes.
Do I have the undivided attention of everyone?
Yes.
Good. Hi, we're not in Eretz Yisrael, but the Mile of Eretz Yisrael we already have, because what is the Mile of Eretz Yisrael? A place where Kadosh Baruch Hu dwells. Vasuli Mikdash with Shachati Besachem. Very good. Nachon Rab David. So we did compare ourselves to the Mila of the Ovis. Hi, they were in Eretz Yisrael. Before we entered Eretz Yisrael, wherever there's Shechina, that's called Eretz Yisrael. True. The Mechilta says in Pashas Boy, Mishinifchara Eretz Yisrael Shechina, Nifsalu Kol HaRotzes Shechina. Once we entered Eretz Yisrael, it's only Eretz Yisrael. It won't happen now anywhere else. I'm sorry? So the guess is as a Me'ein, Mikdash Ma'at, Mikdash Ma'at, and they're all going to end up in Eretz Yisrael. It all goes back to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is where the couple lives together, meaning it's a mokum of Shechina. Sometimes you feel it, I'm sure, even when you come off the plane. I'm in Eretz Yisrael, it's different. It's an andres though. So, right? Someone once told me, if you want Ruchnias, live in Eretz Yisrael. If you want Gashmias, live in America. If you want neither, live in England. That's what they told me. Okay, so I hope the people that are listening to it understand that it's all in good humor because we're almost Purim. So, and there's Rosh Chodesh this week. Mishenichnas Adam Abim Misimcha. But that's the mile of Eretz Yisrael. It's such an important thing to remember. You're living with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Show me, Rabbi Yisrael, prove to me that in Eretz Yisrael there's more connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Chutz Arts. Bring me a proof.
What?
That in Eretz Yisrael there's more of a kesher with the Eberster than Chutz Arts. Because there's more mitzvahs, pasuk. The word mitzvah. True, 100%, that pasuk. And mitzvahs comes from the word the Shlach, what Kodesh brings down. Mitzvah comes from the word tzavta. Tzavta means?
Together.
You know, the word staff, and he was called tzevet. It comes from, I think it comes from this word tzavta. The more mitzvahs there are, the more kesher there is. The word mitzvah itself, says the Shlok Kodesh and the Rechaim Kodesh brings it down, Mem Tzadi, if you do Atbash, it's changed to Yud and Hey. And then Vav Hey, we already have anyway the word mitzvah, it's Mamash Shem Havaya. The more mitzvahs you have, the more kesher you have. It's Pashit. And the fact is, there's many, many mitzvahs that you could only perform in Eretz Yisrael. Look what I said. Let's take it a step further. Again, the Ramban himself says it. How did Yaakov Avinu get married to two sisters? It's a very severe avera to get married to two sisters. Says the Ramban, it was in Chutzaretz. By the office, it was a clear cut. They kept mitzvahs only in Eretz Yisrael. They went to Chutzaretz. They didn't keep in mitzvahs anymore. The Ramban has even a doubt. What about Shabbos? Maybe Shabbos they kept in Chutzaretz also. That's what he says. But other things they didn't keep. I'm sorry? Oh, so it's Tamakasha. What do you mean? So it means he learned it. But Talik Mitzvah Shamarti. He doesn't say Talik Mitzvah Kiyamti. Shamarti. Shamarti means it's Limud. He learned everything. But Lamaisa the Ovis did not keep Mitzvahs in Chutzaretz. No, that's an Eretz Yisrael. Once he entered Eretz Yisrael, for sure. The Gemara and Yuma, they didn't even Erev Tavshil, for sure. But when they went to Chutzaretz, the Ramban points out, Yaakov Avinu got married to two sisters, Amram got married to his aunt, Yocheved, according to Yonalatu. These are very severe averas.
But it doesn't mean they didn't keep the fact that they got married, so they did something which was outside the Torah, but it doesn't mean to say that
it
didn't keep the rest of the Torah.
It's a chiyuv kares. What do you mean outside the Torah? It's a chiyuv kares to get married to two sisters. It's a very severe thing. And a nephew getting married to his aunt.
So what are you saying? That they
obviously
didn't keep Shabbos in...
The Ramban says so. The Ramban is mistopic about Shabbos. He says Shabbos maybe they did keep. But other things they didn't. The Ramban says in a few places. Yeah, because it's a pasuk, Mishpatei Elokei Ha'aretz, that Eretz, why? You know, let's go into this, the David's raising. How come the other, if mitzvahs are so great, how come you don't keep it in Chutz Ha'aretz? If mitzvahs are spiritual therapy, lo nitnu ha-mitzvahs are l'tzarf ben esabrias, so how come it should be limited to one venue? It should be worldwide. In our days it is. I'll explain it in a minute. But in the days of the Ovis, it was clear cut. In Eretz Yisrael, they kept everything, even Erev Tavshilin, as you pointed out. In Chutz Laaretz, they didn't. They didn't. Shabbos, maybe. They didn't keep Taras HaMishpacha. They didn't. They didn't put on film. They didn't. Why not? So by saying, what would you say? If it's about spiritual therapy, why should it be limited only to Eretz Yisrael? Let's hear a geshmakas for everybody's with me here?
No,
yeah?
No,
what?
No,
Lubavitch.
Yeah. To make him from.
Okay. So everybody said the answer is because mitzvahs is about, the first thing is about a kesher with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And chutzatz, you don't have that kesher. So by the Ovis, it was clear cut. But the Ramban Shita. Again, it's a Ramban Shita. That by the Ovis, it was clear cut. And Eretz Yisrael, they kept mitzvahs, and chutzatz, they didn't. You know what the Ramban adds? And how come Rachel died before, right about entering Eretz Yisrael? Why did Rachel die? So of course there's reasons because of the trafim and so on. But you know what Ramban says? Because it's an Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu cannot live with two sisters.
Why
did Well, I guess apparently you can't, it's a marriage, it's not a marriage like today. It's a marriage of Klal Yisrael. It's not shech to divorce. It's not, it's a different kind of marriage. And why did Rachel die and not Leah? You know what the Ramban says? Because she got married second. So you know what this adds? What dimension is that? Chava, this I need your undivided attention. They're like with the chiyus. You know what Rafutin would ask me every time I came to him? For 3 years. Every time I came to Rafutin Zatzal, what was the first question he asked me? Atachai? Are you alive? That was the question. What would be if Rafutin would ask you that question? What would you answer? Atachai? We spoke in Hebrew. Are you alive? So, of course I'm alive. How did I come to your house if I wouldn't have been alive? No, you know what he meant?
Awake.
Are you awake? Are you proactive? Are you living with a passion? Or I'm just like schlepping through, going through? That's what obviously what he meant. In the beginning, I didn't understand what he meant. And then afterwards understood. So let's go back. So what's the question I'm saying over here? You know what, that adds such a dimension, Rabbi Yisai. Rachel gave over the simanim to Leah, which is considered the most altruistic deed in the history of mankind. That's how Chazal treat it. It's even more than the Akedah. You see that in Chazal, that Rachel gave over the simanim. And now, how much time elapsed between Rachel's marriage with Yaakov to Leah's, Leah's marriage to Yaakov to Rachel's marriage to Yaakov? 1 week. So that's such a big deal? She got married a week later.
She didn't know.
So you could say she didn't know she'll get married 2 weeks later. I have a raya from the Alkut Shimon that she did know. She did know. I have a raya, I'm not going to go into it now. What? Oh, so meaning, by the fact that she got married a week later, if she would have got married even 5 minutes later, she made herself second. And if you're second, you cannot live with Yaakov Avinu in Eretz Yisrael. She was Moisa Nefesh. Now, I'm going to see if... did you hear that voice? The one in the back there? No, the one behind. You heard it?
Yeah.
Atachai?
She gave up her life.
I said this over once to Ramesh Shapiro Zatzal, and he told me, now he said, yeah. Now I understand why Chazal always speak about it, it's Mesiras Nefesh. L'chor, it's not Mesiras Nefesh. It's inconvenience to share a husband with a sister. I understand. But Mesiras Nefesh? Yeah. Because according to the Ramban, whoever is number two will not live with Yaakov Avinu in Eretz Yisrael. And she made herself number two. No even noise. So let's just sum up again what we're talking about here today.
If she wasn't his sister, she could be number two and not his sister, and she can live with him in Eretz Yisrael.
I'm sorry?
Number two is only a number, but because she was his sister, that was a problem.
No. But again, why this sister, not that sister?
He took four wives.
No, but again, why this sister, not that sister? That's a question. One sister has to die. Why is it Rachel, not Leah? That's the question. Capish?
Yeah.
You know, you have an Italian connection there. One of your mechutanim is Italian, no?
Okay.
Right? The answer is because she got married second. When Rachel allowed Leah to go first, she made herself number two, and she'll be the first one. She'll be the one to die when they enter Israel. Okay, well, we'll talk about it later. Okay, let's go on. So, Amanda, coming back to what we're speaking about here, Rabbi said, let's sum it up. So, yes, the Mishkan definitely is part of the conclusion of the Geula. The Geula is, Vayisi Lachem Lelukim, I'm going to be with you, your God, like I was with the Avos. Hi, the Avos were in Eretz Yisrael, and the Mishkan were not in Eretz Yisrael. The Mile of Eretz Yisrael we have. Why? Because the Mile of Eretz Yisrael is that you're cleaving and living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it over. He didn't delegate any authority when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. He himself takes care of everything. Mireishis Hashem Ad Achas Shana, like pointed out before by Cheskel. And Mimela, therefore, it is the Mila of the Ovis. And here comes another point which we got to also be careful about. So, Michad Gisa, if you're living with Shechina, you have the Mila of Eretz Yisrael, which is wonderful. And before, in the days of the Midbar, it was Mamash Eretz Yisrael. Meitach Gisa, what happens if you live in Eretz Yisrael and you have zero kesher with the Shechina? You're not Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs? So then you don't have the Mile of Eretz Yisrael either. The Mile of Eretz Yisrael is awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that you're living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamash like a couple, lives together. That's the Mile of Eretz Yisrael. The good news is that to a certain degree you can have that also in Chutz Aretz, like Yecheska pointed out before, about Teknisias, about Temidrashas, this Bris Medrash. You feel it, this Shechina here. You feel it. So it has a shtickle mile of Eretz Yisrael also. Koze Michad Gisa. Oba Me'idach Gisa, if I live in Eretz Yisrael and I don't care about the Eberster, and I don't care about Torah Mitzvahs, it's not the mile of Eretz Yisrael then. The mile of Eretz Yisrael is, and therefore what happens when people live a life in Eretz Yisrael and they're not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'kiyot kam haaretz. Eretz Yisrael won't hold on to us. That's what happened throughout our history. Eretz Yisrael is a place where you live with the Eibushda. And since our life as Jews is all about getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the ultimate goal of life? The Messiah Yisrael in Perek Aleph. To get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's called a good year? That made £1 million? Well, okay, good. That's not the point. A good year is I got closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I made proximity with Hashem. That's called a good year. I treat my wife better. I daven better. I'm better. That's called a good year. Because our life is about getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'll just conclude. I have at home in Yerushalayim a book that a Baal Tshuva wrote a good 40 years ago. Apparently a brilliant fellow. And he took 25 topics. How he looked at them before he became a Baal Tshuva, and how he looks at them after he became a Baal Tshuva. And he presents equal space to both opinions. He's not coming to convince you. 2 pages how he looked at it before he became a Baal Tshuva, and 2 pages how he looked at it after he became a Baal Tshuva. 25 different topics. Death. How did he look at death before he became a Baal Tshuva? A black hole at the end of the life, a dead end, and just don't think about it. That's how he looked at it before he became from. It's that area that just forget about it. Deny it. After he became from, he understands it's a temporary state. Between
next step,
midyuk on the journey. The role of a rabbi. How he looked at it before he became from, how he looked at it after he became from. Topic number one in the book is the center of my life. So what do you think was the center of his life before he became from?
Pleasure.
Myself.
Pleasure.
The whole day I thought about myself. Where will I be richer? Where will I be happier? Will I be more popular? Will I be more successful? I. The ganze talk. He thought about himself. It's kind of boring after a while to think the whole time about yourself. He says, after I became from, I understand that the center of my life is my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what my life's about. That's what I came to the world for. That's what it is. And does he have nachas for me? Am I giving nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's a question that Yid asks himself. And life is about getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what life's about. If there's a way to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a place like Eretz Yisrael, so it's a big Indian to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's a big Indian. You know, the Ramban left his whole family. And for the first year, he lived alone in Akko. How do you say Akko in English? Akko. He didn't have a minyan for a whole year. That's what he writes. He didn't have a minyan for a whole year. Not on Shabbos, nothing. And then he moved to Yerushalayim. The Ramban. So Rabbi said, we shall all be zeicha. Then in Yetz Hashem, next time, when I'll be here, or when someone else will be here, we'll be in Yerushalayim, together with Reb Dudi, there'll be Tchias HaMesim, and in Yetz Hashem, it should be only Psuos Tovus, Yeshuas, and Nechamos, and we should have only a Geula, B'mehera, B'yameinu, Amen.
Surely we all work to get back to us as well, don't you? It's
true.
Not. It's not the same, I know.
It's much less. It's much less.
What's that? Australia.
Oh, we're there, we're there.
Rationalize.